This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Estrus synchronization is a tool not only for cowherds using artificial insemination, but it can be an efficient and cost-effective method for breeding with natural service. On the April edition of the SDSU Extension Cattle HQ Live webinar, the Extension Beef Team will spotlight the benefits and protocols of estrus synchronization with bulls. Extension Cow-Calf Field Specialist Robin Selverson explains estrus synchronization provides an additional chance to breed each cow.
So, for instance, if you have a 30-day breeding season, which is a very short breeding season, typically you would only get one opportunity, a 21-day estrus cycle. So in a 30-day breeding season, we'd get one opportunity. But when we include estrus synchronization, we get an additional opportunity to get those cows bred.
Estrus sync can jumpstart any non-cycling females, and it can achieve a larger breed up early in the season for more uniform and older calves at sale time.
Allowing for heavier calves at weaning time, and heavier calves typically mean more money.
The April webinar will outline the simple protocols for estrus sync with bulls and answer the question on bull power.
So I'm going to talk about some of those criteria, what kind of bulls should be out there in those breeding pastures with those cows, and then really how many bulls does it take.
The April Cattle HQ Live webinar is this Thursday, April 16th at 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain on Zoom. There is no cost to participate, but registration is needed for the Zoom link. Visit the events page at extension.sdstate.edu for details.